The command of Kuflam and Gimel Beis brings down this Maisa with Yosef ben Yehezer, who had a son that was not Nari Kashura, and he was Makdish, at least in the Dinri, because he didn't want his son to get it. And eventually, after his son's wife gave birth, he found he bought her a fish. In Kara Ashel Chabar Margalisa, they found this precious stone in the fish. Amrle, she said to him, Lo Tamati L'malkada Shakli V'nachudim Kli'li, don't bring the stone to the king because he's not going to give you the correct value for it. Zil Amte L'gabe Gizbri, go bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rashbam explains that it was giving it to the Gizbri, Shalhakdash Gechena Lavne Eifayd, or for the Avni Choshen, because even though the Arim Betum are Batal, but they still had the Eifayd and the Choshen. So it's Mavur that this stone over here, this Margalisa, was being used for the Eifayd or the Choshen. The Rashash points out that the word Margalisa, the Targum of Margalisa, is Yashva, which is a stone of Binyamin. So that was the specific stone over here that was lost, was the Yashva of Binyamin. And Halodavahu, that it's interesting that Badafka, that stone was lost, the Yashva of Binyamin, Lefid Rashash. What's up, Shah? Why was that Dafka the stone that was lost or that was needed by the Gizbarim for the Cheshin or the Ephod? And the Peldei Kazach is that we find a similar thing in a different story, the same thing, that the Evan of Binyamin Dafka was one that was lost. And that's with the whole Maisa of Dama ben Nesina, Batan Limar Kiddushin, Limar Abedazar, and Dav Chavdalid, that it says the Chachamim needed the Avanim for the Ephod, and they came to him, his whole Maisa over there, how he was Mechabed his father. So Tosis of there in Avedazar, Dav Chavdalid, brings down the Shem Dirushami, that the Evan that was missing from the Cheshin was the Yashva of Binyamin. Once again, we find that this Evan of Yashva Dafka was missing, the Evan of Binyamin, Haloi Davarhu, in these two stories. Why wasn't Dafka the Evan of Binyamin, the Yashva that was missing? Why was that Dafka the Evan that was needed for the Cheshin? And on that Gemara Avedazar, there's a beautiful Hezer from the Meshech Chachma, which I think could be the key for understanding the Gemara over here as well. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Tetzaveh, Pechav Ches Pasuk Tes, he says that all of the Shvatim were involved in causing some type of tsar to their father in the Mechir of Yosef. Yosef himself didn't let his father know because he couldn't, but all the other Shvatim were mitzar their father through Mechir of Yosef. The only one who was not part of that tsar was Binyamin. Binyamin was the only one who was Mechabed Aviv and did not cause any tsar lo Aviv. And because of that, when the stone of Binyamin was lost, when the Yashar was lost, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that there's something over here that has to do with Indian of Kibbut Avayim. Dam ibn Nesina was Makbin Kibbut Avayim, others were not. And the Mela, whenever the stone of Binyamin is the one that's lost, that shows that there's some Shaychus to the Indian of Kibbut Avayim, which is happening over here, and that's why it was with Dafka, that stone. That's what the Meshul Chachma says. Pshat and that Maisa is why it was Dafka, the stone of Binyamin. And it could be that that's the same as over here as well. Over here, there's Maisa over here with Yosef and Yehezer. He had a son who was not Nari Kashura, which is obviously caused a lot of tzar to his father, which was a lack of Kibbut Avayim. And eventually, it sounds like he, according to one shot, he was Nari Kashura, and something good did come out of it. But Akopanim, when there's a shot of Kibbut Avayim, whether he is being Nari Kashura or not, whether he is being Mechabed Aviv or not Mechabed Aviv, the stone which is lost, or the stone which they found, was Bedafka the Yashua, the son of Binyamin, who was the one in the Shvatim who was Makben and then in Kibbut Avayim. So it could be Lefi that. That's why Dafka over here as well, in both of these stories, the stone that they were dealing with, the stone that they found and brought to the Beis HaMikdash, was Bedafka the Yashua Binyamin, which is the stone represents Kibbut Avayim, because Binyamin was the only Shevet that was Makbid on Kibbut Avayim, did not cause Tzar Lav.